are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in on this beautiful evening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We are live. Anything you want to talk about or call in, anything you want to ask, we take your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about, even if it's not medical, we discuss everything on the show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some people in the Southwest United States, we're live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Southwest, 9 to midnight back east. Having a little trouble calling on the 1-877 number, Doc Dahlia. If you're having any problems, then call 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. All right, so I'm looking at this new designer toilet. It's called the GP, the General Practitioner Toilet. It was designed by Lucy Jung. And what it does is as you pee, right, or urinate in it, this high-tech toilet gives you a full health report based on your urine sample. Now, this isn't the first time we've seen one of these, but they say this one is now the best of the best. Now, apparently, it's a pathology-enabled toilet system that analyzes your urine and gives you a detailed diagnostic report on it. The sample is collected by a small nozzle that retracts inside the system. According to DesignBuzz.com, the nozzle also monitors urine level and flow, emerging once a health test is selected from an integrated screen. I hope the screen is waterproof. The toilet is meant to eliminate the hassle and cost of doctor's office visits and lab testing, especially for those who must have workups done frequently. Are you kidding me? So, you see, that's where they're going with this. You do everything from your house. And that's fine, you know, but, I mean, don't expect doctors to work for free. I mean, you can't, you know, do your sample at home and then just go, here, doctor, read this and prescribe. I mean, there's got to be some sort of incentive for the doctor to do this, unless if that's where medicine is going to go. You just do things at your own home. Then based on what the machine says, you go and get your medication. I mean, already in England, that's what they're trying to do, where you type in your blood sugars or your blood pressure readings to a computer, and then the computer tells you what you should do with your medicine. All right. Not the smartest thing, okay? Remember, the human body is not a machine. Okay, it's a living, volatile, variable entity. And in order to treat a human being right, you need a little bit of art. You need some instinct, a heck of a lot of knowledge. So, I think it's nice. There's going to be gadgets. That's going to be the wave of the future. There's going to be, gadgets and types of things that'll monitor you at home. And I think that's great. I mean, already I'm telling people, monitor your blood pressure at home, monitor your blood sugar at home. Why not? You know, and, you know, I think this is cool. You urinate in the toilet. If there's no water and all they're doing is analyzing your urine. I mean, I don't think the technology is that spectacular, because that's what we do right now. Right now we stick a little, urine test strip into a urine cup and we tell you what you got. In the olden days, doctors would have to taste it. We talked about that. Doctors would drink the urine to see if you were diabetic. The urine would have a special or would be very sweet. And that's how they knew you were diabetic and dumping sugar. Luckily, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do the taste test. I could just stick a urine dipstick in there. So for a toilet, and I don't know how much this sucker would cost, to be in your house telling you you have a bladder infection, that's good. That's nice. But see, what happens if you have blood in the urine? What is that supposed to mean? Is it because you have a period? Is it because you're a male? And you have some sort of ulceration, infection, cancer. You know, I mean, remember, you know, the toilet may be able to tell you what you have, but then diagnosing and recommending a plan of action is a whole different story. Okay, so I'm, like I said, I'm a little skeptical about this, and it's not because I'm worried about my job. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of jobs for us doctors. I'm not worried about that by any means. Okay, I am sure there's going to be plenty of work, but what I don't want is people minimized to an object that you could have a computer predict what you need and what's going to happen to you. And no, I think that's being very callous of us and being very naive and just plain stupid. All right, so. Okay, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am looking at Babe Ruth's home that he lived in from the 1920s. It's actually on the market right now for $1.65 million. But this was a really nice house. This was a suburban Boston home. I forget how many miles out of Boston. He had lived there even when he was playing for the Yankees. From what I understand, he lived there from 1922 to 1926. Now, he played for the Red Sox in 1914 to 1919, and then Babe Ruth went to the Yankees 1920 to 1934. What's interesting is this house being sold for $1.65 million costs more than what he made over his whole 22-year career. Apparently, Babe Ruth made less than $911,000 his whole 22-year career playing baseball. They say the home is, Coldwell Banker, of course, is the realtor. I guess the home is 5,000 square feet, 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath on a 2-acre lot. Had extensive renovations, like the kitchen and the family room, the master suite, vaulted ceilings. But this house was originally done in the 1800s. And they say if Babe Ruth was alive and walked into it, he would still recognize it. They kept a lot of the features. I just think that is absolutely cool. It's 20 miles west of Boston. The current owners have lived in the home for about 30 years. They say the only drawback may be that, every now and then a baseball fan stops by. So you have a lot of people probably, sell tours. Make some money off of it. Sell tours, you know? Legend has it that Ruth, who rented a hunting cabin on the pond, pushed an upright piano onto the ice one winter during a party, then left it there until the ice melted and the piano plunged into the water. The home is not far from this Willis Pond, where the remains of a piano are thought to be submerged. Well, can't somebody just dive and look? Huh. Babe Ruth was a party animal. I think that's cool. Cool stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 42% of America will be obese by 2030. Close to 50%. We got to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lots of papers. And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you could call 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. All right, so study predicts that Americans, 42% of Americans, will be obese, and a quarter of that group severely obese by 2030. Obesity apparently is not leveling off. It is continuing to rise. They say this view into the future is less ominous than what was predicted, where they thought 50% of the population will be. I still think it's going to be close to 50%. All right. Whether they say 42% or 51, I mean, how do they know? You know, many of us, when we gain weight, it's not always steadily. Sometimes we go from doing really good to all of a sudden gaining 30 pounds in a couple years. So I'm still looking at, we're probably going to be half of the population obese. Now, we're talking kids. We're talking seniors. We're talking everybody, right? So I'm looking at half, but today the study said 42%. So, you know, we won't cut hairs. But what do we do about this? You know, now, last week they went into all the costs of what obesity. Now I guess they're estimating $550 billion. Would be the healthcare costs. They said, that's if actually obesity doesn't increase. Right now, we're a third of Americans obese. They said right now, if that doesn't change, we're still looking at $550 billion. All right. I'm sorry. Let me reread this. I apologize. Whew, you could see I'm getting older. Okay. Let me actually not paraphrase. Let me read for you. This is coming from, I believe, the Huffington Post. Okay. If obesity stays at its current prevalence, 34% of adults, and does not increase, the savings and projected health care costs will be $550 billion, as opposed to obesity rates going up to 42% by 2030. So, why does it cost so much? Well, we talked about that. You got diabetes, you got kidney failure, heart disease, stroke, a variety of issues. You know, I mean, for those people that are obese, they also have sleep apnea, dementia. It's so consummate. I mean, it's a vicious cycle. It just adds on itself. And so the new study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine used obesity prevalence data from 1990 to 2008 to extrapolate future trends. You see what I mean? I think they can't look at it linearly. It's going to go up exponentially. They incorporated variables measured in each state, like price of gasoline, which discourages walking when it's low, access to the internet, which encourages sedentary behavior, restaurants per 10,000 people, which increases eating out. And so that's how they projected that in 2030, 42% will be obese, 11% severely obese, BMI greater than 30, which is about 186 pounds for 5 feet, severe BMI, 5 feet, 6 feet tall, BMI of 40 or more, 248 pounds for someone that height. So, all right, so what do we do? Well, here's the thing. Somebody had called in the first hour saying, look, we just got to tell people to take care of themselves. Okay, well, that's true. Absolutely. You got that right. Okay. Diet and exercise. But, you know, people have always heard diet and exercise, And keep in mind, if you were 20 and you could eat a bacon cheeseburger, nothing happened, it's really hard to retrain yourself that you can't eat the way you used to. You know, we had a bunch of UNLV pre-med students over with their professor, and some of them were going off to medical school. Some of them had a year, you know, to go. And, you know, here I am. I had a little bit of lettuce. We had fajitas for Cinco de Mayo, a little bit of lettuce, tried to have a little bit of chicken. You know, these guys are going back for 2-3 plates. You know, and you look at them, and girls, I mean, their metabolism is higher. You know, and I'm thinking, gosh, I remember when I could eat like that. You know, and you can't. I mean, you know, 10 years on your body or 20 years on your body makes a huge difference. I'm not the way I was in the 90s. And I am going to have to try a lot harder. But it's very frustrating because they also have genetics, too. You know, if every woman in the family kind of looks like a weeble, like they do in my family, I'm going to look like a weeble, too. I have to work twice as hard than somebody where everybody in the family is skinny. Genetics is a huge part of this. And sometimes the work you have to do is really hard. I mean, I see my friends that have always been skinny and always will be skinny and everyone in the family skinny. Like, oh, I could just have one piece of pizza. I can't have two. And you're looking at, like, I can't even have that one. I can't even smell it. I'm going to gain weight. You know, it's not that easy. People are very adverse to change. It's very difficult to change or have that thinking that I'm older. I brought up the example that I have patients where I'll diagnose them with high blood pressure or high cholesterol and say, look, I got to start taking a medicine. And they're like, you're the first doctor that told me I have to do this. My other doctors never made me go on the medicine. My blood pressure wasn't high, you know, 10 years ago. Why would I start a medicine now? I've never had high blood pressure. Well, remember, if you saw the doctor 10 years ago or 20 years ago, there's a very good chance your blood pressure and cholesterol were lower than it is now. The reason why I'm diagnosing you with it is probably because I'm seeing you at your oldest you've ever been. You know, a lot of people, they just don't understand change. And I don't take it very well either. I mean, I could skip a meal and fit into my dress fine by the end of the weekend. You know, just skip a dinner every now and then. I never skip my breakfast because I really love my Lucky Charms, like I said earlier. But now, gosh, I have to go on a six-month regimen, you know, to fit into the dress I want to fit into. It's a completely different scenario. You know, and you know, people always ask me, just like the caller did earlier this evening, you know, so doctors don't listen to you, they don't. You know, one of the key things to conversations, which I recommend you all do, is, you know, whenever you talk to somebody, whether you're a doctor, whether you're somebody discussing politics, whether it's a client, one of the first things you always should do is find common ground. Nobody ever taught me this. It was just something that just came natural. For example, you run into somebody. Let's say you're at a bank or you're starting a conversation with somebody. Many times people will bring up the weather. Not because they really give a darn heart and dude about the weather, but agreeing with somebody opens up huge channels of communication. You're coming in going, oh my gosh, it is so hot. Why don't we ever get a spring in this city? You know, and the bank teller going, I couldn't agree with you more. This is horrible. You guys have already bonded. You've already opened up some sort of communication, right? Like, for example, I'll always make a comment at the gas station, you know, because people are grumpy. Everyone's kind of hurrying to start their day. And with gas prices being $4 a gallon or whatever they are now, yeah, it's costing $70 to fill up the tank. So I love to make some sort of a comment. Okay? What? $70? What? Come on. This is ridiculous, right? And then, of course, you know, people on the other side go, I know, I couldn't agree more. Okay, now, I'm not benefiting because I don't need to have a conversation with these people. But you see, there are so many ways you could find common ground. So, for example, let's say a patient comes in to me and they're really upset, you know, that their weight may not be the way it should be and I'm considering a medication, et cetera. One of the first things I go is, I'm with you. You know, if I had high cholesterol, I wouldn't want to take a medicine either. I am with you. Oh, gosh, I'm dreading the day my doctor says, Dahlia, you got to be on a pill. Okay, you know, now, my cholesterol overall is pretty good, but I come from a family where everyone has diabetes or cholesterol or high blood pressure. So I could very honestly say I am dreading the day that I am going to have to be put on one. All right. And I'll also say I just can't believe how difficult it is, you know, to lose weight when it was so easy earlier, you know, and you already start getting on common ground. Patients like, I agree, this is ridiculous. Do I really have to take a pill, doc? And I'm like, well, here's the situation. As much as I hate pills and we're in agreement with that, this is where we're at. Because until we figure out how to get your weight off, et cetera, the high blood pressure is affecting your eyes, the high cholesterol is affecting the heart, the diabetes is affecting this, et cetera. And so if it were me, as much as I hate taking medications, I would probably go for this. Now, here's another example I do with patients. It's not patronizing, and it's not lying. I am being honest. I find where I agree with them, and then I move on. Remember, I gave a lecture on the three E's. You know, you need to engage them. When you engage them, then you educate them, and then you can enlist them. But if you don't engage them, because you come in and say, hi, I'm Dr. So-and-so, I want you to take a pill. If you don't like it, get out of my practice. You're not going to engage a patient. But agreeing with them that you have to really cut back on your ho-hos and it's ticking you off, you know, because all your size zero friends can eat a ho-ho without a problem, you've already engaged that person. And it's very effective. You know, same thing. We talked about this. If you're having issues, you know, in your work area, you know, people complaining about President Obama and Obamacare, et cetera, you know, before they write you off completely because you're against it, et cetera, and they're for it, you know, it's always good to start up the conversation saying, look, I got to agree with you guys. This healthcare situation is a mess. I just wish the administration did this differently or did this. You know, engage the people. Then you can educate them, and then you can enlist them. And that's what I do in my practice. Don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DAHLIA.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm always here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Here's a backup number if you ever have any issues, 1-800-259-5791. Now, a sad case, a Pennsylvania college student died on his birthday after suffering a heart attack, which they believe was due to drinking too much alcohol. Everett Glenn, a freshman at Lafayette College, having celebrated turning 19 with heavy drinking over the weekend. Apparently, he drank too much, went to lie down in his room at the Kirby House dorm, and unfortunately, 2 p.m. on Saturday, they had found him dead. They pronounced him dead at the hospital 35 minutes later. It's frustrating. You know, I know there's underage drinking. I mean, I know that's what college is all about. I'm not going to sound like a fogey and a party pooper, but I think we need to talk to our kids or even, it's amazing. Nobody thinks anything's going to happen to them. Everybody thinks they're, immortal. And, you know, you look at this and you're like, look, okay, you're not immortal. Okay, you could die from drinking alcohol. Well, alcohol can't kill you. People get drunk all the time. They get drunk in movies. Yeah, people do get drunk all the time. You know, what people don't understand is sometimes you could be the exception to the rule. And it's extremely frustrating for people to try to realize that. But, you know, like, for example, you know, in my family, you know, nobody had had heart attacks. Everybody in my family died of cancer. So here's my father thinking a heart attack's not going to happen. Like, a heart attack's not going to happen to me. We don't get a heart attack. We get cancer. And he told me he'd rather get a heart attack because he doesn't want to die like everybody else in his family died of cancer. No man in my family has lived past 63. And so when my dad turned 63, you know, my mom was like, oh, this is the year, you know, and everybody's joking and making fun of it. And he did. He died. He died of a heart attack. Now, he died the way he wanted to. He never got the cancer. But, you know, people think it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. And so with these kids with alcohol, yes, it can. Just like the hazing. You know, the boy that was at Florida A&M, right? Florida A&M, is it? That was, you know, hazed and beaten to death while he was drinking or having been drunk. Right? People probably thought, well, no one's going to die from this. Yes, they are. We talk about the choking game these kids are doing in fifth grade, where they're choking each other right to the point of asphyxiation. All right? And they have no idea they could be popping blood vessels behind their eyes, popping blood vessels in the brain. No, you know, and it's like, how do you get through? I remember when I was a kid, I wouldn't listen. You think I'd listen to my parents? No way. I didn't listen at all. And I think that's the problem we have here. So it's a big problem. So just remind your children that alcohol kills. Now, have I ever seen alcohol like this in a child cause a heart attack? No, I've never seen that in all my ER years or medical practice. You do wonder, maybe there could have been some sort of issue with this heart, some sort of pre-existing condition. I don't know. I also don't know if there were any drugs involved. Again, this is just one report saying he drank and he died. But would like to know more. And if really it was 100% alcohol caused, then we really need to be informing these kids and watching these kids and stopping underage drinking. Because the more you drink, the more you forget about it. That's why drinking with these caffeinated drinks, these high-energy drinks is so dangerous. You know, usually when you drink alcohol, you get tired. And because you get tired, it's a little bit more difficult to stay awake and give yourself more alcohol. Yet these energy drinks kind of boost you a little bit. So you're able to still function and drink more and not feel the sedating effect, the sedative effect of the alcohol. Not good. Not a good mix. That's why it's so dangerous. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this was kind of scary. A worker in New Jersey fell 40 feet through a roof and landed into a tank of nitric acid. Luckily, another co-worker jumped in to save him. Clifton Fire Chief Vince Colavetti tells the World Record of Woodland Park that men were part of a crew working at Sweepco Tube LLC in Clifton when the accident occurred in the morning. Relatives say that the man who fell, Martin Davis, suffered a broken rib, punctured lung, and burns on his legs and side. He's currently in critical condition. Apparently, 51-year-old Rob Nichols, who was on the ground floor, immediately jumped into the tank, was waist-high in acid, pulled him out, and was treated for burns on his legs and abdomen. What a hero. What a hero. All right. Let's hope, pray that both of these men do okay. Man. All right. Someone that didn't do okay was Meow the Cat. You guys heard about this? Meow the Cat was 39-plus pounds, close to 40 pounds. I believe it's a he. We talked about the 40-pound cat. I think I had him on Facebook. His 87-year-old owner couldn't take care of him anymore, so the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society took him in, tried to put him on a diet, tried to get him to lose weight, but the 2-year-old died, from what we understand, of heart failure. Big, beefy kitty cat. Looks sweet as can be. I like cats. I got cats and dogs. I love animals. But even obesity is hitting the cats. We talk about obesity with our adults. I tell you, these kitty cats, they will eat, you know, and one thing, if your cats are getting kind of fat, you know, sometimes you don't realize your cat is fat. One way to tell if your cat is fat is if they get knots of their hair or his hair around certain areas, because if they can't, like your cat, clean their knots, it's because they can't reach down there because they're so fat. So don't let them graze on their chow all day long. Just feed them a couple times a day. Or if you do feed them three times a day, small amounts, but don't let them sit there and graze all day, because that's not the best thing for them. I got one cat who kind of has big tushy. Yeah, we're working on it. Now, speaking of tushies, CIA has thwarted a Al-Qaeda underwear bomb attack, a new one. This one was supposed to be a little bit more sophisticated than the 2009 Christmas attempt, where the explosive material was hidden in the panty area of the underwear. Apparently, the plot involved an upgrade of the underwear bomb plot that we talked about. It contained a more refined detonation system. The device recovered has the hallmarks of previous devices used by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, including being made of the same explosive material, PETN. The bomb was designed to avoid detection at metal detectors as well as the body scanners. All right. They think it could possibly evade the body scanners as well. Now, they aren't giving us too much information. They aren't telling us where it would have happened. They are telling us what the plan was. They just said that they thwarted the attempt. Now, you know, I'm sure they thwart many other attempts. I'm glad they told us about this one. Just like we talked about in the previous hour, I don't know how the TSA is going to keep their fingers on this one. You know, I mean, when they are sewing bombs into underwear, and when the TSA pats you down, you know, they pat your thighs and their knees, and they try to go around the breast area, they're really missing these things. And like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Al-Qaeda are making bombs and tampons. And I don't know how our TSA agents are going to be searching for that. I don't even want to think about it. So just realize the terrorists are always seven steps ahead of us, and I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what kind of technology will pick up non-metal without causing too much radiation to people, but it just scares you to think that people are sitting there 24/7 plotting against us. I just doesn't sit right with me. That's just what they're doing. I know. All right. Anyway, for those of you that need gluten-free but love your pizza, Domino's Pizza is coming out with a gluten-free crust. All right. Since 8% of people have celiac disease, they can't eat the gluten protein in wheat, rye, and barley. Domino's will have a gluten-free pizza. Yeehaw. Don't go away. Got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch
dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Chad for working the dial tonight. And a big thanks to you all for listening. Interesting study. They said when it comes to being popular, the popular children usually exercise more than other children. In fact, they say for every additional friend, they seem to have an extra 10 minutes of extra activity on the weekends. All right, let's look at this. Researchers from the University of Bristol found that a child spent an extra 10 minutes being active at the weekend for each additional friend that they had. So they think that the social butterflies at school are more physically active than their less popular classmates. Well, that makes sense. The kids sitting home playing video games are not out there. They're not engaging. They aren't playing sports. I mean, I just remember all the people with their Letterman jackets. Those guys were the coolest people in the school. All right. Researchers who are studying children's physical activity in the transitional years between primary and secondary school found an extra friend was associated with almost 4 additional minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity after school. The link was only noticed in girls, not boys. Well, that's kind of interesting. You'd think the boys would play more. All right. I don't want to go too much into this. Let me see. Yeah, now they get all technical. I hate when they get technical because then it gets boring. All right. So anyway, the study shows physical activity at below recommended levels for primary school children will cause less after-school activity and then less exercise, less health, and possibly less friends. So get your kids out there to exercise and rock and roll. Now, another study came out today that's going to shock many of you. They say parents, as opposed to people that don't have children, aren't really less happy. Okay? Parents can still be happy, even if they have kids. Okay? All right? They said, new studies presented by the Population Association of America's annual meeting held in San Francisco said earlier findings that people who are, ridden with kids and the boogers and the poo-poo and the fighting and the crying and the demanding for iPhone every 5 minutes when they aren't passing their history class, does not have any effect on the parents' happiness. Okay, they say, and that's just hypothetically. The newer analysis uses analytical methods based on data from almost 130,000 adults around the globe, including more than 52,000 parents. Woo! They find no evidence that parental well-being decreases after a child is born to levels preceding the children, but we find strong evidence that well-being is elevated when people are planning and waiting for the child and in the year when the child is born. Oh, boy, that fleets. That's a very fleeting happiness. Now, I love my kids. I love my kids to death. But once I started losing sleep, once they actually start to speak, once they actually formed an opinion that wasn't my own, that's when things start to go downhill. All right, but I mean, I'm happy. I don't think I'm less happy than before I was married, by any means. No, but I gotta tell you, they really, 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 really know how to dig their nails, into your psyche. But you know what? They're your babies, and that's what you do. All right, then they looked at another study of 120,000 adults from 2 nationally representative surveys between 1972 and 2008 that found parents were less happy than non-parents in the decade of 85 to 95. But parents from 95 to 2008 were happier. What? Okay, you see, you know, asking somebody, are you happy? Are you not happy? I don't know. I'd rather be a little bit more scientific. I mean, honestly, if you asked me, here I am, I'm complaining about the kids and the lack of sleep and not having my own bathroom and, the kids going into my shower and then peeing in the shower so they get my shampoo bottles that are, on the side. Yes, okay, if you get me on a day like that, I'm going to say, no, I'm not happy at all. But if you got me on a day, right, when the estrogen is high and I'm missing my boys because they're at school and I'm like, oh, mama loves them, I'm going to say, oh, I love my babies and I'm happy. You can't take a survey. You can't do that because your emotions, are wax and wane. All right, so, what are you going to do? Okay. Boy, there are a lot of stories we talked about today. Zinc, some weak evidence showing zinc may help decrease the duration of a cold. If you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, please go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. There's an on-demand button. You can hit that and you can listen to the first couple hours of the show. There's also links to the archives and to the podcast. We definitely recommend that. There also was a study linking yogurt to increase testicle size with mice. Trust me, we went through it more than I think we should have. Anyway, male mice's testicles grew. Their hair became shinier. When their testicles grew and they felt shiny, they had a little bit more of a swagger, a cool-looking walk. The female mice were like, ooh, exciting. And everybody got their groove on. So men may have to start looking at yogurt as a form of a mojo booster. But I'll leave it up to you. All right, and something to look at. Okay, now, this is a weird story. All right. They say thousands of capsules, this is gross, filled with powdered flesh from dead babies have been seized by the South Korean Customs Service since last August. Apparently 17,000 capsules have been confiscated by the service as it thwarted 35 smuggling attempts. Now, these capsules come from China and are disguised as quote-unquote stamina boosters because they believe they are a cure-all for disease. Apparently, and I'm so sorry that this is so graphic, the babies' bodies were chopped into small pieces and dried on stoves before being turned into powder, according to the Customs Service. South Korean officials refused to say where the dead babies came from and who made the capsules. They remember they have some diplomatic issues with China, but officials believe they came from China. Officials warned that the capsules contain bacteria and other harmful ingredients, but said they have not, there has not been any reported illnesses yet. Last year, Chinese officials ordered an investigation into the production of drugs made from dead fetuses or newborns. That is just absolutely frightening. I can't believe what goes on in this world. Just frightening. So, and honestly, people, just anything, stamina booster. All right, there's nothing over the counter that I know of that is an amazing stamina booster, okay? True, if you're low in testosterone and the doctor supplements your testosterone, that could help. If you're low in thyroid and you're a little tired, foggy, thyroid will help. If your diabetes is out of control, we fix your diabetes, up your stamina. But buying something that allegedly, you know, helps your stamina, I don't know. And then imagine taking something that could have had baby parts to it. Okay, now, more people have gotten sick from this tainted dog food. A 74-year-old woman and a 4-month-old baby are among at least 14 people now in the U.S. who have been sickened by the tainted dog food. Remember we talked about how the dog food from Diamond Pet Foods, I guess, had salmonella. And humans touching the dog food after they fed their dog, if they handled their food or their kids, could have possibly given them or the family member salmonella. So you need to wash very thoroughly. Wash your hands, and I've done it too. I feed the dog and cat. Maybe I rinse really quickly with water. No, soap and water. You have to. Don't mess with it. We were also talking about earlier this evening how they found that Amish children are nearly immune to asthma and allergies. They looked at, you know, Amish farms in Indiana, Amish farms in Switzerland, people on farms in Switzerland, people not on farms, and they found that people that work on the farms appear to have significantly less asthma and allergies. Now, we talked about an earlier study earlier in the year where if your children are exposed to pets when they're younger, they don't seem to get as aggressive allergies or asthma as if they never grew up with pets and all of a sudden you bring one into the house. So there may be something to, you know, being outside, the protection of outside, dealing with animals, having your immune system prime, I don't know. That's cool. All right, guys, don't go away. Go away. Get some rest. We'll be back tomorrow on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You all be safe.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.